Hello, and welcome to our program, Meals on Wheels Spotlight, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I'm Vincent Ferris, Chief Executive Officer at Meals on Wheels San Antonio. And today I'll be sharing information with you about our services along with Meals on Wheels team members here on OWL Radio.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jillian Huskin. I am the Socialization Services Coordinator here at Meals on Wheels San Antonio. In my position, I help coordinate the additional services that our clients receive. Through the daily lunchtime meal that we serve to over 4,000 people throughout San Antonio, through that daily interaction, that friendly visit, that safety check, we identify additional needs that our clients have. And so we've developed some services to help with those needs and help encourage our clients to live in their homes where they want to be and enable their safety and their independence. One of the services, called Animeals, focuses on our clients' furry companions. So once a month, we deliver pet food to over 600 pets. Right now, we're helping about 400 of our clients, distributing 5,000 pounds of pet food every single month. We want to ensure that our clients are eating their own meal, not sharing it with their pet. We want to ensure their nutrition and their pet's nutrition. The pets are our clients' furry companions, they're their best friends, their babies, and they want to take care of them. So we want to help our clients with that. So we're distributing pet food, but not only is it just pet food, we can help with vet care services, vaccination, spaying and neutering, flea and tick medications. Sometimes we can even help with grooming. We'll have mobile groomers go out to our clients' homes. And then sometimes we help with adoptions. So just a few weeks ago, we helped one of our clients. Her name's Maria. She's 90 years old. She lives alone. Her daughter is her full-time caregiver, and she really wanted a companion animal again. She grew up with dogs. She loves dogs, and she was feeling lonely. So she reached out to us, and we were able to help her adopt Atticus, a long-haired terrier who's 10 years old. So together, they make 100. And Atticus actually got returned to the shelter a couple of times because he's not good with other dogs. He's not good with children. He just wasn't getting along in those homes. And he really just needed someone who wants to stay at home. He's not good in crowds. And they even wrote on his notes that he needs an elderly person to stay at home with. So he is really perfect for Maria. And I actually just spoke with her a couple of days ago, and she said that Atticus is a complete joy and has just made himself at home. And now he's on our Animeal service. So we're able to provide monthly pet food to Maria and Atticus and vet care services if they need that in the future. So there's a lot of ways to get involved, whether you want to volunteer, you can come deliver once a month with us, you can donate either in-kind donations, which is just dropping off pet food to our facility, or on our website, www.mowsatx.org, you can donate monetary, so you can just donate money to Animeals for us to buy pet food and provide those vet services. Or we have an Amazon wish list, so you can order pet food from the Amazon wish list to be delivered to our facility. And we have volunteers that get that pet food ready to be distributed the following month. Please reach out to us if you have any questions about this service. Our number is 210-735-5115. And thank you. I hope you have a nice day.
You've been listening to Meals on Wheels Spotlight on OWL Radio. You can listen to OWL Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org.